to Washington Now. And what was it that Colonel Jessup, played by Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, said? You have questions. You got questions. That's what they had for Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, yesterday on Capitol Hill, as we're starting to see that members of Congress are formulating their precise criticism or concerns about what's going on in Libya. Todd Zwillick joins us, Washington correspondent from Washington, D.C. So, Todd, what are lawmakers seemingly most concerned about as Mike Mullen and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates attempt to make the case that actually we're moving away from this fight? NATO's taking control of this right now.
Well, in the good morning, John. In the acute sense, the concern on Capitol Hill is what's happened over the last couple of days. Muammar Gaddafi's forces seem to have regrouped and are pushing back east. It's bad for the rebels. Mullen said that a lot of that has to do with the weather. It's been cloudy. The weather's been terrible. We can't fly and we can't see any targets, and that's a major problem. Now, this is at the same time that the United States is pulling forces back, and a lot of people, including John McCain, don't like the timing here. This is at the same time that the United States, Gaddafi is regrouping. At the same time, the United States is pulling back some low-flying, slow-flying, close-strike aircraft like an A-10, an AC-130. And McCain worries that you're removing our best assets where you can actually strike Gaddafi's forces, tanks, cars, trucks, armored personnel carriers, right at the time that Gaddafi's regrouping. He's worried Gaddafi's going to hang on for a long time.
And John McCain really wants Muammar Gaddafi gone. I mean, he's been very clear on this subject from the beginning.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. You know, Lindsey Graham had an interesting exchange with Robert Gates, the defense secretary. He said, Mr. Secretary, what would be wrong if we dropped a bomb on Gaddafi while we're still over there? And Gaddafi kind of laughed and said, well, you know, Ronald Reagan tried that back in the 80s. And Lindsey Graham shot right back, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try it again. There are
Todd,
a
you
number
just called,
of members
just
of Congress,
Robert
especially
Gates.
In the Senate, and especially Republicans, who really think that this should be going further because they have a worry. They have a worry that the description of the mission, which is time-limited, humanitarian, doesn't really match up with what we need to do, which is to get Gaddafi out. Now, I caught up with John McCain in the hallway after the hearing, and I asked him what he thought was the worst-case scenario in Libya right now. Here's what McCain said.
Stalemate is the worst case scenario, and unfortunately, unless things turn around again on the battlefield, which I hope they will, the chances of that become more likely every day.
What are the consequences of stalemate for us?
Gaddafi, if he remained in power, would come back at us with a vengeance.
Senator John McCain there. Now, Gaddafi didn't actually testify. You misspoke and referred to Robert Gates as Gaddafi a moment ago. He wasn't actually in the hearing room. Right?
No, he wasn't. No. My apologies to the Pentagon there.
That would have been closer to the top of the show, actually, if Gaddafi actually appeared in Congress yesterday. We definitely lead with that, Todd.
Yeah, indeed.
Is there worry, though, on Capitol Hill? Is there a sense of we can make political hay out of this if it does become a stalemate? Or are lawmakers really giving the administration a lot of slack here, and particularly the Pentagon and military planners?
I think there's a fair amount of slack. I don't think anybody's really thinking too much in terms of political hay just yet. There were a lot of questions about whether or not we're actually going to arm the rebels. Robert Gates said he didn't think that that was going to happen, but also said, of course, that a decision has not been made.
He also said it's not our job.
May choose to do that, but he didn't think the United States would be involved.
Yeah, he said it wasn't the U.S.'s job to arm the rebels, which is an interesting statement from Robert Gates. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
My pleasure.